Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Black Love Experience, hosted by inspiring author S. Dot, exclusively presented by the S. Dot File.
You need to get it, Pete don't wanna love you the right way, he ain't gonna, it ain't where he's at, it's where he wanna be, yeah.
Broadcasting live from NYC. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. It is our duty, it is our responsibility as not just people of color, but as citizens of humanity. The objective is to inspire proactive people to productive activities. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. My commitment, first and foremost, is to the restoration and rebuilding of the Black family. Black on Black love. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. This is why it's important that we've got to get out of the window and start looking in the mirror. Black love is not a passive response. It is a declaration of warfare against those who desire to control and manipulate Black men and Black women and deprive them over their stewardship over the Black family. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. I remind you that this show is for constructive purposes only.
S. Dot has a get-it-done mindset when it comes to achieving. Sharing breakthrough strategies and overcoming solutions for everyday people, he is a communicator of change. S. Dot's most impressive credential is that he keeps it 100 and doesn't water down the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is this refreshing forthrightness that enables him to speak with a right-now relevance to people from many walks of life. His can't stop, don't stop, won't stop attitude is infectious to those who have experienced this inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach that is committed to helping those most in need succeed in love and life.
I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B. I don't know what you heard about me. Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.B.
Now shawty, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada, that BCBG, Burberry, Dolce and Cabana. She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little G-man and my gang got her. Hour later, had her ass up in the Ramada. Them trick niggas in the ear saying they think about her. I got the bitch by the bar trying to get a drink about her. She like my style, she like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she like me cause I'm from New York. I ain't that nigga trying to holler cause I want some head. I'm that nigga trying to holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed. Bitch at that track, catch a date and come and pay the kid. Look, baby, this is simple, you can't see. You fucking with me, you fucking with a P-I-M-B.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Woo.
Put a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-B. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P.
I'm about my money, you see. Girl, you can holler at me if you fucking with me. I'm a B.I.M.P. Now what you see on TV. No Cadillac, no greasy. Head full of hair, bitch, I'm a B.I.M.P. Come get money with me if you're curious to see how I feel to be. With a B.I.M.P. rolling the pins with me. You gon' Yo, we could pop some champagne and we could have a ball. We could throw to the good like a, we could have it all. We could really spurge, girl, and tear up the mall. If ever you need someone, I'm the one you should call. I'll be there to pick you up if ever you should fall. If you got problems, I can solve them, they bigger than small. That other nigga you be with ain't about shit. I'm your friend, your father, and confidant, bitch.
I don't know what you heard about me, but a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me, but a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P.
I told you who's the fuck. I see what you do. I keep a Benz, some rims, and some jewels. I holla at a hoe till I got a bitch confused. She got on Payless, me, I got on Gator shoes. I'm shopping for some chillers, and it's something that's cheaper. Man, it's told you can have her when I'm done, I ain't gon' keep her. Man, bitches come and go, hey, nigga pimpin' no. This ain't a secret, you ain't gotta keep it on the low. Bitch, shoot on me, I hear you strippin' in the street. Put my other hoes down, you get your ass beat. Now nick my bottom bitch, she always come up with my bread. The last nigga, she was whipping stitches in her head. Get your hoe out of pocket, I put a charge on the bitch. Cause I need 4 TVs and AMGs for the 6. Home make a pit rich, I ain't paying bitch. Catch a date, suck a dick, shit. Trick!
I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me.
Woo.
No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me.
Uh-huh.
But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me.
Yeah.
No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P.
Yeah. In Hollywood, they say there's no business like show business. In the hood, they say there's no business like hoe business. You know, they say I talk a little fast, but if you listen a little fast, I ain't got to slow down for you to catch up, bitch. Yeah.
I remembered Henry and how religious he was. Look what happened to him. I remember how I used to kneel every night by the side of the bed to pray. I really believed in God then. I knew he existed. Now, I wasn't so sure. I guess the first prison rap started to hack away at my belief in him. I often wondered in the cell how, if he existed, he can let the dummy destroy Oscar, who loved him. I told myself at the time, maybe he's got complicated long-range plans. Maybe he's even got divine reasons for letting the white folks butcher black people down south. Maybe some morning about dawn, all the black folks will sing hallelujah. God's white board of directors will untie the red tape. God will roll up his sleeves. He'll smash down the invisible stockades. He'll kill all the rats in the black ghettos, fill all the black bellies, and con all the white folks that niggers are his children too. Now I couldn't wait. If he were up there or not, I had to go with the odds. I started into the sky. It was the first time I prayed since Steve, the tramp. I know now it was more a fearful alibi than anything else. I said, Lord, if you're up there, you know I'm black, and you know my thoughts. Lord, if the Bible is really your divine book, then I know it's a sin to pimp. If you're up there and listening, you know I'm not trying to con you. Lord, I'm not asking you to bless my pimping. I ain't that stupid. Lord, I know you ain't black. Surely you know, if you're up there, what it's like to be black down here. These white folks are doing all the fine living and sucking up all the gravy. I gotta have some of that living and some of that gravy. I don't want to be a stick-up man or a dope peddler. I sure as hell don't want to be a porter or a dishwasher. I just want to pimp, that's all. It's not too bad, because whores are rotten. Besides, I ain't going to croak them or drive them crazy. I'm just going to pimp some real white type living out of them. So, Lord, if you're up there listening, do one thing for me. Please don't let me croak before I live some and get to be somebody down here in the white man's world. I don't care what.
Got played? Don't be a lame. S-Dot is now coaching on the game. Get the Getting Over It guide, exposing the game. Learn how to stop playing yourself on RTK Communications. Don't hate the player. Learn to peep game. Exposing the game, the first volume of the 7 series Get Your Mind Right, from inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach, S-Dot Jones.
Morning, black family. Black love, black love to my brothers, black love to my sisters, black love to the black children, black love family. Welcome again to the Black Love Experience. It's your man, S-Dot, back for Pimpology Decoded Part 2. This is a continuation of last night's show, which got cut short with Brother Elias. We're going to continue. We had a lot of material that we wanted to get through last night. We were unable to get through, and on today I'm going to be sharing with you a spoken word album which is entitled Reflections by Iceberg Slim. That's right, the author Iceberg Slim has out an album which is called Reflections, which was put out in 1976. For those of you familiar with his books, you know that he's the author of books like Pimp, Mama Black Widow, Trick Baby, Doom Fox, and Long White Con, among others. He is considered the grandfather of the street literature genre, along with Donald Goines and Chester Himes. And this album is a spoken word album. It's an album that not a lot of individuals know about. It is unapologetically raw. So for those of you who are listening, I do caution you that the language is quite controversial to some of you. So I do caution you, if you have young children in the room, I would advise you to usher them out. If you're listening on the archive, you may want to stop and pause, put on your headphones, because it's going to be explicit game. So today, we're going to be listening to that album, Iceberg Slim. And it's a number of cuts, and the album and the work speaks for itself. If you have any questions or comments that you want to share, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. This is Iceberg Slim, and this is from the album Reflections, and this is entitled The Fall.
Now, some of you guys might be surprised at what I'm about to say and say. Who is this lame who says he knows the game? And where did he learn to play? Well, I'd like to tell of how I fell and the trick fate played on me. So gather round and I'll run it down and unravel my pedigree. It was Saturday night and the jungle was bright, and the game was stalking its prey. The code was crime on the neon line, and the weak were doomed to pay. When crime begun, when daughter fought son, and your dad, he lay in jail, as your mom lay awoke with a heart almost broke, 'cause the pad was up for sale, where blood was shed for the sake of bread, and drunks rolled for their poke by the sleight of hand of a Murphy man, or the words the con man spoke, where addicts prowl with a tigerish scowl in search of that lethal blow. And the wino cringes from the cant he binges and finds his grave in the snow, where bells of vice sell love for a price, and even the law is corrupt. As you go down trying, you keep on crying. Man, it's a bitter cup, where the jungle creed says a strong must feed on any prey at hand. I was branded a beast. I sat at the feast before I was a man, in the gaudy display of the midnight ray, lit up like a Christmas toy. I made my play for a female prey. At the time, I was just a boy. I was young and prancy, and pot was my fancy. I was known as the adequate male. But I cursed the day I made my play for that sidewalk Jezebel. She was a brown-skinned moll, like a Chinese doll, walking up and down in sin. Back and forth she trod, with a wink and a nod, to the nearest hoe house den. Now it wasn't by chance that I caught her glance, 'cause I intended to steal this dame. So I smiled with glee and said, "Golly gee, it's time for this kid to game." Her eyes shone bright in the neon light, and from them a teardrop fell. When I asked her why, she began to cry and tell me this bitter tale about some guy who blacks her eye and takes all the dough she gets, and how she lays in jail and he won't go her bail and dares her to call it quits. So I said, "Bitch, dry your tears and have no fears, for the kind lover is here, and I'm staking my claim for a piece of this game, and vowing I'll have no peer." Jim, the bitch looked at me like a slave set free and said, "Then I'm your girl." And her man didn't stir as I split with her, and we made it all over the world. She caught on fast. As the months rolled past, she played it to the bitter end, and a better hoe I've yet to know, although a dog is man's best friend. She was a three-way winch. She played Jasper in a pinch and took him around the horn. No Gene or John this hoe couldn't con, 'cause that trick was never born. She was a good shot broad and a pro at fraud, and drag she played like a vet. She played stuff like an ace, never lost a case, and put many a mark in debt. She ranked with the best in the East and the West. When a boosting hand came down, she'd steal nuts out of knees and fight those fleas. She'd steal out many a town. Now I've heard hoes cry about the wind being high and the law being on their tail, about snow and sleet being asshole deep, and the tricks can go to hell in a greasy spoon or a juke saloon. You can find them killing their time, crying hard luck tears and sucking up beers. And the pimps ain't getting a dime, turning half dollar tricks to make a fix with a pussy doing the pimping. They're just ruining the name of a hell of a game, 'cause the pimps are doing the simping. Now they're ducking and hiding, slipping and sliding, sucking them party packs, and nodding so tough from fucking with stuff, till the bitch can't see her tracks. Monday morning for sure, you can't find the hole, 'cause some rookie cop has caught her, and you pawn your shit to get her ripped, and the bitch ain't made a quarter. About a month or two, when the rent's overdue and the landlord's hopping mad, she slides between your sheets with no night receipts. Say, Daddy, the night was bad. Why, you could cup her lid for the lowest bid. You could set her ass on fire. You could dig in her cunt for a solid month, 'cause she's the cheapest hoe you can hire. But you know the price when you deal in vice. You know it's a steady grind, and a bitch has to go and be a real good hoe to beat this triple bitch of mine. She drops many a lug on many a mug, too numerous to call their name. Many a sap got caught in a trap by the lure they call the game. For a lick and lap from her mellow cap, the tricks would fight a duel. Why, all the long bread was made with a head. This bitch was a real jewel. She had a good round eye, and that's no lie. How the trick house door would swing, many a nut got busted in her butt, for the rag didn't mean a thing. Anywhere she'd follow the righteous dollar, to hell if she had to go, and be there waiting to trick with old Satan. Man, I had me a money-making hoe. Like a sex machine, she would walk between raindrops, snow and hail, and stand on hot bricks to lure the tricks, come cyclone, blizzard, or gale. She tricked with Frenchmen, torpedoes, and henchmen. To her, it was all the same, with Japs and Jews, Apaches and Sioux, and breeds I cannot name, with Chinks and Greeks, with Arabs and freaks. She tricked in the house of God, no son of a gun, with this whole shum, who could pay to use his rod. The sun didn't set when a cunt wasn't wet, and her pockets heavy with gold, and many a trick with a weak end dick got took for his entire role. Now I laid and played off the dough she made, from the coast to old Broadway. My game was strong, 'cause my money was long. I made this business pay. But the trouble began when I ranked my hand and stopped blowing and started to hit. Why, Jim, you know, I blew that dough faster than any one hoe could get. Then I blew my shack, my Cadillac, my rug up off the floor. I sold my ice at a pawn shop price and shut up all that dough. I stole from Ma, I swindled Pa, I sold my pedigree pup, I pawned my threads, sold my bed, and shut my TV up. My woman cried, and damn near died, when I went off with her mink. But I stayed in my role, and stole and sold everything but the kitchen sink. Now my deadliest blow came when the hoe took sick and couldn't gin. The Chinaman spoke, and it wasn't a joke. I knew this was the end. She had bleeding piles and inflamed bile. For a month, she couldn't pee. I was shot to hell when her ovaries fell, and things looked bad for me. But believe me, friend, when lockjaw set in, the Chinaman took his toll. Her head was dead, her ass was lead, the lips of her cunt was cold. So down I fell to the depths of hell, for I put myself in a cross. As my habit grew tall, my money grew small. Everything I had was lost. But I wanted to be fair and on the square. I didn't want to buck the saw, so I said, what the hell, since this bitch ain't well, I'll get her wife-in-law. I said, lay on there till your feet in fair and can get back in the street, while I do my best to convalesce and get back on my feet. There's that cute little bitch with a whole house itch that I could latch on to, and that red-headed hoe who's raring to go if the deal's okay with you. There ain't a bitch in the game with your kind of name for kicking the mud you kick. So you lay on there till you're feeling fair, and we'll see, can we make them click? Now a bitch like this is a good man's bliss. She had everything it took, but she had one fault. When she was caught, the bitch couldn't lose the hook. Hell no, she said, I'll see you dead before I let you go. The black couch of sorrow will pick up your ass tomorrow if you step beyond that door. I blew my health in a bid for wealth so you could play your bit, but you went hophead and blew the bread. Now you're talking that stable shit. I'm not going for no brush or no bum whore's rush, and I know that's what you plan, talking all slick with all that bullshit. Motherfucker, you ain't no man. I'm hip to the way you pimps try to play and the lugs you drop on a frail. But if this shit don't cease, I'll call the police and bury your ass in jail. I packed my shit, firing to split, and this is what I said. If that's the way you want to play, go make your own damn bread. Bitch, you ain't no lame. You know the game. They call it cut and blow. You've had your run, and now you're done. I need me another hoe. I can't cop no swag with no swayback nag whose thoroughbred days are past. I'd look pretty damn silly putting a crippled ass filly on a track that's much too fast. I was going to put you in charge of a trick house lodge and give you some girls to rule. But you spoke of hell and sending me to jail. Bitch, you must be a goddamn fool. 'Cause a bitch can't shit without a man's good wit. And one monkey don't stop no show. Why, in an hour or two, I'll have me a slew of bitches out there to hoe. So step aside, 'cause I'm fixing to slide. I mean, get the fuck off my back, 'cause my money's low and I need me a hoe who can run that speedy track while laying back in another hoe shack. About to make my plea, I heard a thunder that the door shook under, and wondered what the fuck it could be. A roller walked in, on his face was a grin, mimed with a deadly expression. He said, if you're Bud, the pimping stud, all I want is a signed confession. My woman stood there with a finger in the air. That's him, she cried with glee. That's the son of a bitch with a con man pitch who made a hoe out of me. A crashing blow sent me to the floor. I sank in a black repose. When I awoke, my nose was broke and blood all over my clothes. I played it strong, but it wasn't long before they took me to court. You should have seen the shit that bitch had written in the books of the police report, which just goes to show that the strongest hoe can give in to that female simping. This bitch was born with a female scorn that got me 2 counts of pimping. Now in jail in a 6x6 cell, watching the sun rise in the east. As the mornings chill the jungle still, I think of that slumbering beast. Farewell to the night, to the neon light. Farewell to you one and all. And farewell to the game. May it still be the same when I get done doing this fall.
A pimp is happy when his whores giggle. He knows they are still asleep. All whores have one thing in common, just like the chumps humping for the white boss. It thrills them when the pimps makes mistakes. They watch and wait for his downfall. A pimp is the loneliest bastard on earth. He's got to know his whores. He can't let them know him. He's got to be God all the way. Pimp, the story of my life. Iceberg Slim. Read by Carrie Height. Forward. Dawn was breaking as the big hog scooted through the streets. My 5 whores were chattering like drunk magpies. I smelled the stink that only a street whore has after a long, busy night. The inside of my nose was raw. It happens when you're a pig for snorting cocaine. My nose was on fire, and the stink of those whores and the gangster they were smoking seemed like invisible knives scraping to the root of my brain. I was in an evil, dangerous mood, despite that pile of scratch crammed into the glove compartment. God damn it, has one of you bitches shit on herself or something? I bellowed as I flipped the long window toward me. For a long moment, there was silence. Then Rachel, my bottom whore, cracked in a pleasing ass-kissing voice. Daddy, baby, that ain't no shit you smell. We've been turning all night, and ain't no bathrooms in those Trix's cars we've been flipping out of. Daddy, we sure been humping for you, And what you smell is our nasty whore asses. I grin widely, inside, of course. The best pimps keep a steel lid on their emotions, and I was one of the iciest. The whores went into fits and giggles at Rachel's shaky witticism. A pimp is happy when his whores giggle. He knows they are still asleep. I coasted the hog into the curb outside the hotel where Kim, my newest, prettiest girl, was cribbing. Jesus, I would be glad to drop the last whore off so I can get to my own hotel to nurse my nose with cocaine and be alone. Any good pimp is his own best company. His inner life is so rich with cunning and scheming to outthink his whores.
Are you ready to get your mind right? Don't be a lame. S dot is coaching on the game. Get the Getting Over It guide, exposing the game. Learn how to stop playing yourself on RTK Communications. Don't hate the player. Learn to peep game. Exposing the game. The first volume of the 7 series Get Your Mind Right. From inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach, S dot Jones.
Good family, it's your man Estat back for Pimpology Decoded Part 2. And today we're taking a listen to Reflections, the spoken word album by Iceberg Slim, recorded in 1976. I wanted to give a lot of you who are listening to this new series, which is entitled The Exposing the Game Series, some background on pimping as a lifestyle, as a philosophy. We're going to move it right along because we got a lot of material to cover. Caller number is 347-308-8527. Once again, the caller number is 347-308-8527. You have a question or comment, press number 1 on your phone so that your hand is raised, and I know that you have a question or comment. This album is actually broken up into 4 segments, and the 4 segments are The Fall, Broadway Sam, The Reela, and Mama Det. So it's broken up into 4 segments. If you listen real closely to a lot of the vernacular that he uses and a lot of the imagery and so forth, I'm sure much of it figures into your mind when you think about a lot of today's hip-hop, because many artists were inspired by Iceberg Slim, as well as many characters on the movie screen, for instance, like Eddie Murphy's character Velvet Jones, that he oftentimes used to play on Saturday Night Live. That was actually a spoof on Iceberg Slim. And then, you know, you look over the years at different rappers who refer to themselves as Iceberg or a derivative of Iceberg Slim, such as Ice-T, Ice Cube, and, you know, at one point you even had Jay-Z referring to himself as Iceberg. And, of course, many of you know Too Short and Snoop Dogg, other rappers who the so-called pimp culture plays prominent into their catalog of music. I think that Iceberg Slim is a giant amongst those who look up to, or those who read street literature, particularly because of his books that he has put out. I read many of those books while I was in my preteens and in my teens, and very captivating narratives. The language was very adult, so to be a young black male, to be introduced to that sort of content was very provocative. We're going to keep it moving. The next cut is entitled Broadway Sam. Man, it's that.
Man.
Broadway Sam, the Big Mac Man. You ought to know the name. I almost cried the day he died. It was a dirty shame. He liked to play on old Broadway. That's how he got his name. He lived off the hicks from out in the sticks. He was a master of the long shoe game. He was always pressed, nothing but the best. Vines and kicks he had, a $30 lid, and gloves of kid. Man, his threads were bad, white on whites and black skin tights, and a belt of pure crocodile. When he stepped out, all the hoes would shout. But Sam, why, he just smiled. He was riding high. His limit was the sky. He had all kinds of dough. But he became a junkie, a low-down flunky, when he pulled a dope fiend hoe. Her name was Mabel, and she was able to turn eight kinds of tricks. You'd flip your lid over that kid if you were a hick from the sticks. She was the best in the East and the West once a long time ago, but an armful of junk will take all the spunk out of the very best hoe. She said, hey, baby, I don't mean maybe. Give this stuff a try. So he blew his fame. He lost the game. He went and got himself high. He was king of them all till he took that fall. Till he made that fatal slip. He thought he was boss when he shot that horse. He thought he was being hip. 2 months it took till he got hooked on the pleasure of the kings. When he got caught with his money lost, he had to hock his things. He pawned his clothes, he lost his home. He really did come down. The king of them all had started his fall. The king had lost his crown. His clothes were tattered, but that didn't matter. Not to Sam, at least. As long as Mabel, his hoe, was able to satisfy his beast. When she went to jail, Sam had no bail to cut old Mabel loose. It was there and then, the moment when Sam just cooked his goose. Without his hoe to bring him dough, Sam started to get sick. He got so sick, he went down on a mick. Big Sam had turned the trick. Yes, Broadway Sam, the Big Mac Man, had really fallen down. He was Sam the Fag, in or out of drag, the funkiest junkie in town. They found him dead, dog shit under his head, on an alley floor. Poor faggot Sam, the once was a man, had his asshole tore. Just what went down in that part of town on that terrible night, no one knows. But some suppose that he just lost a fight. But I don't buy that. I know where it's at. He died of an overdose. And every night, when the moon is bright, you can see his ghost on old Broadway. he used to play. He moans his way around, looking for Mabel. That hoe, that was Abel. The bitch that brought him down. Yes, I knew him. And the broad that slew him. He played the game. And he searched for fame. But a faggot, he died in shame.
I wondered how I got the stupid courage to turn down her freak off. I walked to the doorway of the pit. The stone broad was still in her squirting squat. Sweet was sitting on the couch. Miss Peaches beside him saw me first. She bounded across the carpet. I felt her choppers graze my hand. She snatched the bag of chicken. She flung it on the alabaster-topped cocktail table in front of Sweet. Sweet looked at me. I tightened my face into a solemn grim mask. I stepped down and walked toward him. He was wearing only a pair of polka dot shorts. In daylight, I noticed a mole on the broad in the picture over the couch. I said, "Hello, Mr. Jones. I hope those birds are still warm." He said, "Kid, your map sure looks like that bullshit bitch you got is shooting you through hot grease. I like that look you got today. Maybe you're getting hip. The pimp game ain't for grinning jackasses. Get over here and sit on this couch while baby and me eat our barbecue. Run down you and your whore. I want to know where and how you copped her. Tell me everything you can remember about her and what's happened since you copped her. Run down your whole life as far back as you remember. It don't matter which is first." I ran down my life for him. Then I ran down the night I met the runt until the moment I left the haven. It took maybe 45 minutes. I even described the runt in detail. Sweet and his greedy girlfriend had devoured both birds down to the bare bones. Sweet was wiping Miss Peach's whiskers with a paper napkin. She put her head in his lap. She was jammed against my thigh. Sweet leaned back on the couch. He put his bare feet on the top of the cocktail table. He said, "Sweetheart, you're black like me. I love you. You got the hate to pimp. You a lucky nigga to get your coat pulled by me. You flap your horns and remember what I'm gonna spiel to you. There are thousands of niggas in this country who think they're pimps. The pussy weak white pimps ain't worth mentioning. Don't none of them pimp by the book. They ain't even heard about it. If they was black, they'd starve stiff. There ain't more than six of them who are hip to and pimp by the book. You won't find it in the square nigger or white history books."
Fuck the nigga next to you. The world is filled with pimps and hoes. We'll just talk. knows I knows. Play on, play on.
You know,
play on.
You know,
the world is mine, can't you see? I'm just trying to be all I can be.
Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. Will I fuck him, will I diss him? That's what these hoes yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relay Sean. Y'all still chase on, I'll replay songs, huh? Drunk off dawn, silk and gators, spitting words, make a bird till they flock. See you later, whether drunk or high, skunk or tie. Nigga, play against the player, shit, slugs gon' fly. Ain't gon' lie, pimped out her SSI. Nigga, don't ask why, just respect it. She bought me the necklace, the bracelet, the benzo, she laced it. Cribbo got it, interior decorated. Now my popularity grew in each state. Now I got two in each state. Used to drink brew in each state. Now I pop bottles with models, larger stakes on larger stakes.
The world is filled with pimps and hoes. We'll just talk about those I knows.
Make it hot.
I'm just trying to be all I can be.
I had a whole lot of bitches in my lifetime. I've been blessed with the game, always say the right lines. Had a few prostitutes, and if you knew the truth, they're like pimps, you can't let them do what you use. She ain't no sucker, I know that bitch, man. She wanna be a pretty woman, loving a rich man. Now here you come, drop, drop, ride. You ain't no pimp, fake nigga, stop lying. Pussy makes money, stick to the business. Think about the real motherfuckers that live it. Street life, pimp shit, make the whole respect the game. You bought the diamonds and cars, tricks, that's a shame. Say what you want, but I still figure. She left because you couldn't beat like them real niggas. She was a hustler by nature, and you was just faker than the average shit.
That's right.
Found a badder pimp, too short. Crazy ass man. I never would have bought that bitch all them cars and all that shit. You bought that hoe, man. After I heard about what the bitch did, nigga. You knew the hoe. Man, I'm 30 years old, nigga. And that bitch was home when I was in ninth grade and shit. Think about that,
nigga.
You know where I'm from, right? Shit. You just a red tape for hoes, man. You just the first nigga that came along when the bitch got out the pen. Bitch only fuck with you because you had a good ass job, nigga. Bitch better than anybody ever treated her. Stupid ass nigga. She ain't nothing but a hoe. And you
make
love her. You fell in love with her, man. That nigga crazy. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, fool. Every time you turn your back, nigga, that bitch is fucking with them gangsters. East side, west side, nigga. My partner getting that shit. You know what I'm talking about, nigga. I tell you about some real pimps and hoes. About these pimps and these hoes, man. Yeah, I know a few. Shit. Bitch.
Got played? Don't be a lame. S-Dot is now coaching on the game. Get the Getting Over It guide, exposing the game. Learn how to stop playing yourself on RTK Communications. Don't hate the player. Learn to peep game. Exposing the game, the first volume of the 7 series Get Your Mind Right, from inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach, S-Dot Jones.
Good morning, one and all. It is time to wake up. Your man S-Dot, Pimpology Decoded Part 2. We're continuing last night's episode on Pimpology. And I want to ask you a question. Do you suffer from silly bitch syndrome? Has your whole self-esteem resulted in you getting played time and time again? Are you tired of the holies trying to arrest your personal growth and development, telling you shit like you can't turn a hoe into a housewife? Well, on this episode, as we debut a new series entitled Exposing the Game, we're going to try to teach you how to stop being a victim to lames. Now, this show, once again, is not for everyone. This show features explicit game and is not for those who are easily offended by real talk by real people about real life. Now, when you think about pimping is really about role reversing. A pimp is actually a whore. They're suckers for love of cash and flats. Common misconception is that pimping is about screwing a lot of women, but that's what tricks do. an effective pimp is selective in sexual intimacy, which they recognize as a weapon of dependency, not an addiction to pleasure. A pimp must always have a backup, just in case one of his whores acts up. Pimping is psychological chess. A prosperous pimp doesn't place themselves in harm's way with reckless behavior like assaulting a whore or risking incarceration. That being said, on today's show, we're going to look into the mindset of a pimp. We're going to continue on to the next cut from Iceberg Slim 1976 album, Reflection. And the next cut we're going to be playing is entitled The Realer. We'll be back in a minute. So that Esther.
I was stalking hoes in the center of town, right in the middle of the square, waiting for my man, 'cause I had a plan to cop some reefer there. And I was flying fairly high, just standing there digging the hoes, when up drove my man, good doing van, in his super bad El Dorado. Van sported a wild straw, Havana stogie in his jaw, a silver suit looking nifty, shoes of pussy hide from the posh east side. His togs cost at least $1,050. I was also decked out in nearly the best, but I couldn't touch Van. My flair was as good as his, but the reason is Van was a long money man. He got out, looked all about, and started in to speak, when from the side, with a sexy stride, came a broad, sure enough, stone freak. She wore tight mini dress that showed off her fat nest, and her hair had a sunshine glow, her skin porcelain hue, and her eyes violet blue. I saw she was a ball blaster, a whole game master. She had confection lips and Raquel's hips, and a caboose swaying fire. She didn't need to hunt for someone to suck her cunt. Any chump would do it, any old time. I spoke to Van and kissed her hand and asked if this was his bunny. With a bit of a sigh, he gave this reply: she's anyone's who has long money. She's bossed down, famed all around. Playing is her stick. Duriella Dufontaine is this lady's name. But beware, 'cause this doll is slick. I've seen this sharper work. She plays like a Turk. She's deadly with a far out head. She's a sure shot Mac from a long way back, and hip how to rip off the bread. Look, guys, said D, I'm hungry as a puppy. So we planned a gourmet peck that night. We went to a spot down the street which was chic elite, and this was my first big flight. We were players, it's true, with ribbons of blue, but clean as the Board of Health. No cop could tip, 'cause we were too hip. We painted a picture of wealth. A captain named Abel led us to our table and brought us back some wine, refreshing as cocaine from the castles of Spain. Spain. Vintage 1879. We ate hummingbirds' hearts and other rare parts, topped off with a 7-inch steak. Grand a la King with butterfly wings and a salad that took 3 chefs to make. We had bumblebee legs and peacock eggs steamed over leaves from Peru. Why, an hour was spent over creme de menthe as we sat admiring the view. Now the time we were dining, Van was unwinding all of my pedigree. As we smoked a cigarette and Van paid the debt, I knew Duriella was pinning me. Look here, fella, said Duriella, I'd like to dig you again. Why not come around to my part of town? Say, Saturday night, about 10. Saturday night, I got fly and went on by to see Miss Dufontaine. I stopped off at Joe, the dealer in snow, and cut a bag of cocaine. I got to a pad, which was some kind of bag, filled with a real nice scent, with a 3-inch carpet that came from the market, somewhere in the Orient. The hi-fi was wailing. But I was failing. I just couldn't get loose with this queen. She dug my feet cold, so she took hold and gave me some pot, light green. She put cocaine on her thumb, painted my gum, and gave me some wine to sip. You should have heard her purr as I looked at her and painted her gums and lips. She looked me dead in the eye, and without no lie, is just what that fine chick said. I dig you, Candy. As a pair, we'd be dandy. Like cocaine, you go to my head. If you'll be my man, I'll play the land and be your own true bitch. But there are times when you must lend me to other men, and with their money, I'll make you rich. Now you know where I'm at. I really bought that and led her on off to bed. Me and this queen made love supreme, and I flipped when she gave me some head. For a month or more, I was schooled by this hoe. It was like a wonder dream. I really learned well, 'cause I can't begin to tell of how this bitch could scheme. Then one day in bed, Candy, honey, she said, today's to be our first big day. We got our heads bad and left the pad, and I went to the street to play. It was in the celebrity club I made my first big rub, with a game called the Japanese Fan. I caught me a fool and took him real cool for a rose and 8 solid grand. He was a fag, and so I had to shag. And D didn't dig the show, but she soon came at ease when I showed the AGs and dumped it out on the floor. Candy, honey, said she, I'm glad you're with me. Van said you were thoroughbred, but the truth of the thing, this was my only big sting. Though now and then I hit for light bread, but my slick chick knew every trick, and with her the cash rolled in. We lived real hardy. Life was a party with money, narcotics, and gin. Our pad was the best, and we both stayed real pressed. The tricks would come and go. We stayed real high and kept ourselves fly. For in hustling, D could always make dough. One night in bed, candy, honey, she said, money I've got plenty of, so you needn't give me rings, mink coats, and such things. Just give me the strength of your love. Now this really wigged me, 'cause I couldn't quite see this fast hoe being romantically uptight. But I was in love too, so what could we do but treat each other right? Then one night about one, we were out having fun in a club called the Isle of Joy, when we met Dixie Fair, multimillionaire and international playboy. Look, fellow, said Fair, who's that fine freak there wearing that lovely red dress? I'll pay you a fee if you'll introduce her to me. I did, and Duriella did the rest. That night in bed, candy, honey, she said, I know I can take Dixie's dough, but you'll have to lay for me real patiently down in sunny old Mexico. I don't want you round when I take off this clown and snare him into my den. Then I'll come back to you and always be true, and we'll never have to hustle again. I took my clothes off the hook, took out my bank book, and made love for the rest of the day. At 9 that night, I took off on my flight in a furious TWA. My stay wasn't bad. I had a boss pad, and there was plenty of fabulous hoes. I pulled Carmen Trista, who was big in the Kista and a cousin of Mexican Rose. Though the climate was hot, there was plenty of pot, and the tequila was dynamite. I lay in the cut on Carmen's big butt and kept her on her knees all night. Then one day, the mailman came that way with a New York cablegram. Candy, honey, it stated, I'm glad you have waited, for I've really hit a grand slam. I'm leaving today, and I'm on my way, arriving Jet Comet 3. Meet me at 4. Sorry, cannot say more. Love from your woman, D. Come and bathe me in milk. I put on my gray silk and downed me some ice cold wine. I bought a New York News that rocked me in the shoes when I dug this bold headline. Mr. Dixie Fair, multimillionaire, international playboy, committed suicide and died. He left all his game to a Miss Dufontaine, who was slated to be his bride. I fought to stay calm after this atom bomb, but I grinned from ear to ear. I knew my luck had turned as soon as I learned all those big bucks would soon be here. I lit a smoke and made a joke with a man who drove the cab. I hummed a tune and watched the moon as I calmly paid the tab. We got to the field and again I reeled as I heard the loudspeaker roar. Jet Comet 3 went down at sea, 100 miles from shore. Reports all state that the hand of fate has not left one alive. The plane was loaded, and when it exploded, no one had a chance to survive. A young lady gasped as she breathed her last. Tell Andy, honey, she sighed, I'd have been his true bitch who'd have made him rich. Then she coughed up some blood and died. Well, I'll pull through like all down dudes do and go on playing the game. But I know for me there can never, never be another bitch like Dorella DuFontaine.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk. Black talk.
Black love family, it's your man Estat back with Pimpology Decoded Part 2. Today we are listening to the 1976 album Reflections by Iceberg Slim. Many of you may have read his books, which are Pimp, Mama Black Widow, Trick Baby, Doom Fox, Long White Con, among others. You may be familiar with Iceberg Slim, as well as other street literature giants, such as Donald Goines and Chester Himes. And we're doing this series of shows to specifically look at the mindset of those who claim to be influenced by the Pimpology lifestyle. That being said, we're going to move on to the final cut of the Reflection album, which is entitled Mama Debt. We'll be back in a minute.
I was just a boy. I punished hoes with sick joy. For pimping, I've been to the joint. And that ain't ha-ha. Up that way, I heard a shrink say, son, it appears to me you hate your mama. Doc, I pleaded, I want to be fair. Can't I make it up somewhere? From the start, he sighed, you've mugged her heart. You've lived like Satan's pet. I'd bet nobody can pay a mama debt. I heard my skull yell back to the cell where I was winding up an ace. My cell had space like a casket. Shortly, a hack showed with his basket. He brought a letter from Ray in L.A. This is the news Bruh Ray had to tell. All of us here wish you well. We are crying, 'cause Ma's dying. She's moaning your name, praying you ain't no lame, and wishing you'd get here before she passes. Pally, don't dally there with them foul hoe asses. Don't arrive late. Don't jive with Ma's fate. I felt like a triple double crosser. I could have killed that grinning heck roster. To LA that week, I got a one-way ticket. Poor Ma's hair was a snow-white thicket. Before Ma opened her eyes, I thought my ticker would cease. Ma was playing possum to shoot me through hot grease. I heard a titter. Ma's voice was bitter. You got here. Ain't you Mama's precious dear? I got good news, Ma, I said. I threw away my long shoes. Ma, I ain't shucking. I'm tired of joints and police ducking. I quit the pimp game. Ain't got a hoe, I claim. I'll play the square way to keep old Wolf at bay. Ma rolled up her eyes and whispered, sweet man, hush them lies. You're gonna get a pimpmobile with a nighttime glow, some rainbow suits, and some low-life hoe. You're gonna get your nose froze with crystal blow. I said as I stroked Ma's red hot brow, I swear I'm staying now. Ma, I mean it to the bone. Please don't leave me alone. But kicker, she said, I ain't no hoe. Don't sugar mouth me empty mouth. I put my face on Ma's bosom and pled, please, Ma, your doctor said, in me believe or be dead. I smelled death on her breath when she spoke. She sighed. Only Jesus loves this old ugly joke. Then Ma said with a bitter smile, you're too late. Sweet Jesus told me it's heaven irate. He and the Father is trying my case. Stood right there, smiling glory in my face. I said, Ma, JC ain't for real. I am. He's just a ghost. Playing scam. Everywhere. He's gonna Jim Crow you up there. Ma, remember down here? JC was unfair. Remember how you slaved for the white folks? All your life you bought their okey-dokes. Ma, give me a break. For your kid's sake. But only a stare. Ma beamed into nowhere. Then Ma said, hush that blaspheming. God's here. Lucifer, you wasted your scheming. I cried, Ma, touch me. I'm your kid. You can feel. You can't see JC for real. Then Ma sang out with glee. Oh, sweet Jesus, my ecstasy. You got my old head spinning. You say the Father forgave my sin? Ma, I shouted, you ain't never sinned that tough. Mama, mama, can't you see JC is playing stuff? Ma's voice got low, talking about times long ago and how she dressed hair door to door. Madam, May Brown will make your hair shine and sheen. Bless Gabriel's trumpet, 'twixt love no strumpet can sneak between. Cause 50 cents buys a cinch. You won't lose no bow. And if you loan, you catch one soon, for sure. Please, lady, hold my baby. Ain't he the cutest ever seen? Yes, madam, I'm a country girl. No shoes till I was 16. For he was any size at all. His pa throwed him against the wall. Ain't that cold? Poor baby wasn't 6 months old. But I know the black nation has yet to see a finer lawyer than he's to be. Sweet Jesus, you here to take my hand? Living he much, dying is grand. I kissed her dead face and held her in a last embrace. I sobbed, Ma, it's my fault you died with your heart torn. Ma, you should have wasted me the second I was born. Pallies, that shrink won a bet. Ain't no way to pay a mama debt.
When I walked away from a grave, I thought, I don't know. Maybe that prison head shrinker was right when he told me I had become a pimp because of my unconscious hatred for my mother. I know one damn thing. I can't help crying at her grave almost as if I was crying because I did so much to put her there. Maybe the hidden hate that I can't feel wants me to laugh that she's down there in the earth. Maybe my crying is really laughing. About 90 days after Steve smashed my kitten, Mama cast off her spell, and one gray April dawn, while Steve lay in a drunken open-mouth stupor, Mama and I packed what we could carry and moved into a hotel room. It was complete with hot plate and down-the-hall toilet. Steve had stomped on 3.5 years of our lives. I would soon be 14. On August 4th, my birthday, our old friend Steve, with diabolical timing, made that event unforgettable. Since that chilly dawn in April, he had searched the slum streets for his escaped dupes, thirsty for revenge. I waited eagerly in the hotel room for Mama, who had promised to bake a cake in her white woman's kitchen. She said she would be home early at 6 o'clock to celebrate my birthday. Well, she came home all right. On the 7th of August, from a hospital, with her broken jaw wired and her body covered with bruises. Steve had stalked her and attacked her with his fists and feet, and then escaped through the grimy catacombs of the ghetto. All that night and the next day, I crouched in the dark shadows beneath his stairwell, gripping a gleaming ice pick. He never came back. He had moved. 20 years later, while idly looking from the window of a plush hotel suite, I would see something familiar in the white-haired, stooped figure of a garbage collector on the street 3 stories down. I blacked out. When reason returned, I was down there on the street in the bright morning sunlight clutching a pistol, wearing only a pair of red silk pajamas.
Who will cry for the little boy? Lost and all alone. Who will cry for the little boy abandoned without his own? Who will cry for the little boy he'd cried himself to sleep? Who will cry for the little boy he never had for keeps?
Who will cry for the little boy who walked the burning sand? Who will cry for the little boy, the boy inside the man? Who will cry for the little boy who knew well hurt and pain? Who will cry for the little boy who died and died again, who will cry for the little boy. A good boy he tried to be, who will cry for the little boy who cries inside of me.
You want some meat?
No. Why'd you never come for me? Didn't you wonder where I was? And what I was doing? Or what I'd become? Even if I was still alive? Didn't you? Taking care of myself. I have. I've never been in trouble with the law. I read hundreds of books, written poems, painted pictures. I've traveled the world. I serve my country. I speak two languages. And I'm working on a third. Never fathered any children. I've never done drugs or even smoked a cigarette. I used to dream about you. My mother, you know, what you be like, how you look, your voice, and your smile, even your scent. For all these years, I wondered about you. I dreamed about you. Didn't you miss me? On the way to school each day, I imagine you were just around the next corner. When I get there, you would be there. And in my mind, you was always there. You just couldn't find me. So I raced to the next corner, and you'd be there. I know you would. Then you would buy me ice cream. And then you would take me home. I'm a good person. I'm a good man. Thank you.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.